It's continuing coverage of AGWSR baseball. I'm being joined right now by head coach Justin Kearns after the Cougars fell to Appleton Parkersburg 3-0. Certainly a pitcher's duel here, defensive battle in this one. Not very many hits for either side here tonight. Unfortunately, it seemed like that third inning, from your guys' perspective, a couple of miscues kind of proved to be the difference in allowing AP to score those three runs. I guess just to kind of start off, you know, what's kind of your take on this game? It seemed where, you know, neither team was giving up a whole bunch on either side.
But like I said, you know, going into the game, we had a certain amount of pitches for Kingston where we were wanting to keep him under a number for next week. We got a busy week next week, and we had that for our second pitcher also. Seven pitches in, it gets drilled off the elbow and hard enough to leave the laces in his skin. So comes out earlier than expected. You know, we made some defensive changes. I thought the boys still responded well. We had, you know, one error, and it really, you know, that one error didn't cost us the game. It deflated us, you know, and we just couldn't mentally come back from that. And that, to me, was the key to the game, where we just wouldn't let ourselves get back into it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a little bit, but I mean, Kingston Holman, for him to take a line drive off the arm like that after just a few pitches and be able to come back, that's got to take a whole bunch of guts to be able to come back, right? What can you say about what that guy was able to do tonight?
Well, he wanted this game. He requested pitching this game, and for reasons I don't, you know, unknown to me, but he wanted this game, and he was due for a start, and you know, just shows the grit and the determination that he has, and the passion he has for the game. And, you know, he wasn't going to let anything hold him back. So, which, you know, a lot of our guys have that same grit and determination. And, you know, they put their mind to something, they're going to do it. You know, as far as the hits go, you know, we just didn't have the hits at the right time where the runners on bases. And, you know, we putting the ball in play, but unfortunately, the contact wasn't always hard, and AP did a good job fielding the ball when we did hit a hard ball to him. So kudos to them. You know, good team, you know, bunch of great kids, great sportsmanship. You know, obviously it's one we wanted to win, being so close to home, but, you know, it is what it is. We'll move on. We got busy week next week, chance for, you know, a lot of wins next week, and, you know, going into postseason, I was just hoping to get a win tonight for, you know, just to keep that train moving, you know, give them a little more to look forward to next week.
Certainly. And when it comes to, you know, the other two pitchers tonight with Clay Boozman and Rem Kearns, I mean, certainly some strong performances there. I mean, those two guys gave up just two hits combined. Clay Boozman, an eighth grader, comes out there and deals six strikeouts. I mean, that's a couple of impressive performances right there as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, you look at that, you know, you point out Clay's an eighth grader. Well, he's got, you know, four more years to play for us. Rem's a freshman. He's got three more years after this year, you know. So just we have young talent, and I'm not even going to say we have young raw talent, because they're not raw. They've played a lot of baseball. They know the game. They know what to they know what they're doing. So as far as that goes, you know, we do have some young some young guys coming through. And you know, we just, like I said, you know, we need to put the ball in play when it counts, and we didn't do that, so.
So you're going into the final week of the regular season here next week before you begin postseason play. What do you think some of the biggest objectives you're hoping to see from this team going into next week to, you know, try to see as much improvement as you can before that, you know, the following Saturday night when you begin postseason play?
Well, I'd really like to put a hurting on someone at some point next week, you know. You know, get out of a game early at some point next week for us. You know, I don't want to, you know, have someone do return the favor to us. But I really like to, you know, get out of a game early, put some runs up, get the bats going, you know, build some confidence for the guys that we can hit, we can play. You know, like we always say, we play with all 2A teams except for Gladbrook, Rhinebeck in our conference, and we've proven that we can play with anyone. We've played with Grundy Center, we've played with Denver, you know, we played with AP, we've been right there with South Hardin, you know. Just have to do it consistently. on a day-to-day basis. And for that matter, we have to do it back-to-back on Monday with East Marshall. You know, we have a doubleheader on Monday, so we have to string two games together back-to-back. And I think if we can do that, that'll show the boys, you know, it'll give them some confidence and show them that, hey, we are a good baseball team. We keep telling them, us coaches, to keep telling them, you're a good baseball team, you're good baseball players. But, you know, they're young guys, and sometimes they focus on the results, and the results lately haven't been great. So, but we're right there. We're right there, and we'll just keep working until the end of the season, until that last out is logged in the books, and we'll just keep pushing.
You bet. Last question for you here tonight. You'll face North Butler here next Saturday night. Got to go all the way to Wapsie Valley to do it, but nevertheless, a first-round game with them, and then a likely matchup with Wapsie Valley if you are able to advance. But just want to get your thoughts on this postseason draw.
Yeah, I think as far as North Butler, they built a lot like us. You know, I know they have the Wagnis kid, who's a great pitcher. We also have some great pitchers, so that part I'm not too worried about. It's just, you know, we have to put the ball in play. You know, we can't not give run support to our pitchers, and that's going to be the biggest thing, is the run support. You know, and I'm not worried about Wapsie Valley either. You know, we've played right there with teams that are ranked in 2A. I'm not worried about Wapsie Valley being ranked, you know, if we do make it through. So we just had that conversation with the boys. You know, hey, you know, since I've been assistant coach and now head coach, we've never made it through first round districts. So it's a personal goal of mine. And, you know, I said, you know, don't do it for me, but let's do it for each other. You know, let's do it for the senior on the team. Let's play a little more ball. You know, we get into 1A competition, let's play a little bit more. So we'll see. You know, it just depends on what team's going to show up that day, you know, and how bad they want it, because, you know, us coaches want it, but, you know, they got to want it too. So
you bet. That's AGWSR baseball coach Justin Kearns. Thanks so much for the time here tonight.
You bet. Thank you.